Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to episode 2 of our Avian Awards 2019 podcast series. If you missed the first one, go back and click on that. This is where we break down all of the categories in the 2019 Avian Awards. It's an exhausting thing that will probably take us 10 to 15 parts. You're on part 2. A little bit about this podcast, what we're doing, and who I am. For those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, I'm an adult film critic, been doing it for 25 years. Voting in this particular award ceremony for over 10, doing this podcast for about 8 years. We just kind of have some fun with it. We break down the categories, talk about the nominees, what it means to be nominated, all that good stuff. Do appreciate your feedback. Email is always good, roger@rogerreviews.com, or you can find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. If you found it on YouTube, if you happen to see a video, like or subscribe, all that good stuff. Just feedback is really important. I want to know what you guys think of the podcast. If there's a category you want a deeper breakdown on, you know, that always works. Just kind of whatever you guys want to hear, that's what I want to do. Sponsorships are available. You can hit me up privately. That's $150 for the entire series and all podcasts for 2019. There's 4 of those available, so if you want to, just hit me up. If you want to support your favorite performer, I'll drop their name and website, whatever we need to do. I think that kind of takes care of everything. We were picking up, if you want to follow, avn.com/awards. And then if you go down to the nominees, we are starting at Best All-Girl Group Sex Scene. Keep in mind as we go through these, I often read long lists. That's because it is a weighted ballot. So what you vote 8th or 9th does make a difference further down the ballot. That's why it takes so long for us to get through. Us being the voters takes so long to get through the list of nominees and all the performances. Best All-Girl Group Sex Scene. Breast Doctor Around, Carnal, Coven Wives, Cumless, A Digital Playground, Parody, Duplicity, Fantasy Factory, A Flapper Girl Story, I Know Who You Fucked Last Halloween, great title, My Girlfriend's Girlfriend, No Man's Land 3, Notebook Confessions, Please Make Me Lesbian 17, Talk Derby to Me, another great title, Unleashed, and Whipped Ass. This feels like a really long list to me. And a lot of the categories this year feel really long. And I know we're trying to recognize lots of performers, lots of companies, but it does kind of, I don't know, it just feels really long. I've seen about half of these. The scene from Carnal was really good. It was all Asian girls. Marika Haas, Tia Kai, Naomi Starr, Kehlani Leigh, and Ember Snow. Visually beautiful. The art direction was fantastic. Carnal, the whole movie looked great. So that one's a really good scene. Coven Wives is a really good story-driven movie. The scene nominated was Sherry Deville, Brandy Love, and Alexis Fox. So if you like busty MILFs, it was a good scene. It was a good scene from a good movie. I just posted a review this week of The Cumless, which is a Clueless parody. Brittany Amber, Mary Moody, and Anna Fox did a great little three-way. Further down the list, Unleashed, also, Honey Gold, Jill Cassidy, Scarlet Sage, and Eliza Jane. I did that whole movie. I really liked it. Nice variety, good energy. The rest of them I haven't seen yet, so I have to go through this list. There's some good ones, though. A lot of it, though, is going to come down to who you like as a performer. But as far as an overall scene, the one in Carnal is going to be tough to beat just because it looked so beautiful and so well put together. Best All-Girl Movie. Angela Loves Women 4 from Angela White. Axel Braun's Girlfest. Bear from Jules Jordan. The Exhibitionist 2. Foxy as Fuck. Girl Time 2. I Screw Girls. Interracial Girlfriends. Lesbian Performers of the Year 2018. Lesbian Stacked. Madam Ava and Her Girls. My Boyfriend with an I. Skinny Dipping. Unleashed. And Women Seeking Women 157. As I said, I saw Unleashed. I really liked it. Good energy overall, nicely put together. The Elegant Angel stuff, the Performers of the Year line that they do, this one's the all-girl performers, that's a great movie. Really celebrates some of the best performers in the business. Haven't seen it yet. It did come in the box I got this week. Girlfest from Axel Braun was good. Bear from Jules Jordan is really good. And of course, there's always Angela Loves Women 4. If you listen to the podcast the last 3 years, you know how I feel about Angela White. I think I got through the whole first episode without doing too much fawning over Angela. I don't apologize for that. She's earned every bit of it. Angela Loves Women 4 is a great movie. It's four scenes with Angela and different performers. Obviously, I liked it a lot because I like watching Angela, period. It's also beautifully edited, has great music, perfectly lit. Some of the biggest stars in the business. So that one is going to be tough to beat, but there's some other good ones on this list. Best All-Girl Series. This one's kind of interesting, obviously, because it's kind of a big award. I just said kind of two sentences in a row. That's kind of a bad idea. Anyway, it is a big deal. Obviously, if you're producing an all-girl line, you want to be nominated in this category, right? Dream Pairings from Girls Way. That series has been really impressive, and it lives up to its title, right? They're putting together performers who want to be together and who fans want to see together, and so far it's been really, really fun. Girl, Girl, Sex from Abby Winters. Abby Winters' stuff's been around for a long time, and they're really popular, and they stick with their formula. Girls Gone Pink, Good Girls Gone Bad, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It, great title from Devil's Films. I Love My Lesbian Stepsister. Sure, why not? There might as well be a faux-cest in this category as well. Interracial Girlfriends from Third Degree, Lesbian Adventures, Lesbian Analingus, The Lesbian Experience, Lesbian Stories, Lesbian Psychodramas, Pussy Lust, Subby Girls, and Women Seeking Women. Looks like three series from Girlfriends. We're seeing more companies shooting girl-girl lines again. And a lot of that is due to Girls Way, and especially Girlfriends. The rise of Girlfriends as a powerful studio has led to a lot of impersonators. I mean, that's one thing that porn does really well is copy. If something's successful, people are going to copy it. We saw it with parodies. We've seen it with All Girl. We're seeing it with Faux-Cest. Whatever the next thing is, I promise you in 3 years we'll be saying, wow, all of a sudden there's a lot of this going on. So, you know, good thing to keep in mind. As far as a series go, Dream Pairings I really like a lot. The other ones I'm going to have to take a look at, some of the lines. I find it interesting because clearly some of these are even more specific than just genre specific, right? The girl-girl sex thing from Abby Winters, that's primarily going to be amateur girls. Interracial Girlfriends obviously is going to involve black and white, Asian and white, etc. The Lesbian Analingus is going to be anally oriented. Subby Girls has a little BDSM feel to it. So there's a little bit of variety there. And I guess a lot of it here is going to depend on how much you like that stuff too. And that's going to factor in. We'll talk about it a little bit. How personal, I guess we're going to, let's say personal preferences instead of bias. How personal preferences affect our voting. I really hope to have a couple of other voters do some guest spots on these podcasts with me to talk about theirs and how they handle theirs. I try to be as objective as possible when I vote. But the fact of the matter is porn is not really objective. What turns you on? What makes your naughty bits wet or hard or both or whatever is personal. And you can't just turn that off just to be objective. So we can talk more as we go about objectivity. For me, it comes into play more when, you know, you're running up against someone you like or don't like in a category. But if someone did not like BDSM, for example, the Subby Girls line might not be as good for you. And vice versa, if that's what you're into, that might get a first place vote. So I'd like to talk to some other critics. And, I mean, most of you listening, if you're fans, you don't really care. You're not particularly objective. You're going to like what you like. But in this, we're supposed to be as objective as possible. Best anal movie. So this is a single title in an anal series. And again, it's a long list. Anal Cuties 8, Hard X, Anal Destruction 4 from Analyzed, Anal Domination 3, Anal Newbies 8, Ass Candy 3, Backdoor Beauties 2, Daddy Fuck My Ass 2, DP Master 6, DP Me 7, First Anal 6, Gape, Manhandled 11, Manuel Cream Pies Their Asses 5, My DP 4, and Soapy Anal Babes. There's some tushy stuff here. Obviously, Greg Lansky has kind of dominated porn the last couple years. We're seeing it again with a couple titles here. My DP 4, it was a good movie. And again, this is an anal, best anal movie. There's some DP movies in here. You know, do you like anal? Do you like DP? Do you like both? I guess it kind of depends. I haven't seen enough here to really rank too many of them. I've seen most of the DP movies. I really like them. DP Me 7 was good. My DP 4 from Tushy was really good. So, best anal series. I really like the series awards because it's kind of a consistency thing, right? When I used to go into video stores, way back when there were video stores, you know, there were series that I was waiting for the next episode, the next volume. And I still do that even now when I'm getting something. If it's a series that I recognize and it's really good, it makes it more likely that I'm going to want to grab it and review it. Anal Beauty from Tushy, fantastic series. Anal Destruction from Analyzed, that's rougher stuff. Not really my thing, but it's well done. Anal Dolls from Evil Angel. Anal Newbies from Evil Angel. I really like that series from Les Wood. Mark Wood and Francesca Lay do a great job. Anal Nymphos, Anal Legends, which spells out A-N-A-L. Very clever on the box. From Manuel is a good series. Anal Perfection from Digital Sin. The Art of Anal Sex, also from Tushy. Ass Workout from Evil Angel. DP Masters from Jules Jordan. DP Me from Hard X. Interracial Anal from Dark X. Mr. Anal from Bang Bros. Perv City University Anal Majors from Perv City. Surrender to Anal from Bang. And Teens Love Anal from Team Skeet. There's some heavy hitters here. The two Tushy lines are fantastic. The Manuel series is really good. DP Masters is great. There's a lot of good stuff here. Anal sex is still really, really popular. All right, in fact, let's go. We got one more anal, and then we can finish off a couple others. So this might be a good time to remind all of you that as we go through this exhaustive list, and there's 12 to 15 of these podcasts, and you're thinking, man, Raj is reading a lot of stuff, and this is a long list, and holy crap. The people on the AVN editorial board, I am not part of the initial selection process. I would not be opposed to it. They've never asked. I don't work for AVN. It is an absolute honor to get to vote in this, and I'm good with that. The job they do of taking all of the porn that comes out and turning it into this list, I cannot imagine how exhaustive that is. Going through this list is tough, but having to sit down and decide, you know, which 15 go into a category, that's an amazing job. So congratulations to you guys. You do a really good job. You know, a lot of the times we do these podcasts and we talk about who got left off, but you guys do a great job. So imagine having to go through all of the anal sex scenes shot last year and figure out the best. Best anal sex scene. Abigail Mack and Marcus Dupree from Tushy. Really good scene in a really good movie. Anal Nymphos, Anal Legends 2 from Manuel. Adriana Chechik with Manuel. Big Black Wet Asses from Elegant Angel. That's Skylar Nicole and Prince. Bush 7 was Lana Rhodes and Marcus Dupree. First Anal 6 from Tushy. Kenzie Reeves and Jean Valjean. Fucking Flexible 3 from Evil Angel, Tony Rebus. Aria Faye and Tony Rebus. I didn't see 3. I really like this series, though. The first two are great. Lots of flexibility in it, and good stuff. I have to see that one. I Am Angela, Angela White and Rocco Siffredi. If you guys haven't seen I Am Angela, it's a brilliant project. It's a documentary, so the non-sex stuff is fantastic and really kind of breaks down what it's like to be a star in this business, which Angela White certainly is. But also, it's a really good look at the state of the industry today. And I would recommend it to everybody. This scene, I don't see how it loses. It's Rocco Siffredi and Angela White. I don't see how it loses. And it's really good, too. Jesse's Girls, Katrina Day, Jesse Jones, Manuel Cream Pies Their Asses, Elena Koshka, Manuel Ferrara, Natural 2, Keisha Gray and Mr. Pete, Oil Slick, Gia Durza and Marcus Dupree, Pretty Little Sluts, Gina Valentina and Manuel Ferrara. Gina Valentina is incredibly pretty. Prince the Assassin, Chanel Preston and Prince, Sunlit 3 from Trenchcoat, Abella Danger and Marcus Dupree, also a great scene. Trashy Love Story, also from Trenchcoat, Holly Hendricks and Jesse Jones. Some very good scenes here. Again, I don't see how Rocco and Angela don't win. I honestly don't see how I Am Angela loses too many categories. It's that good a movie. Best anthology movie, 1-800-PHONE-SEX from Brazzers, Absolutely Fuckable Porn 2, Carnal from Wicked, I mentioned that in the last episode, beautiful looking movie, Future Darkly from Pure Taboo, Games We Play from Trenchcoat, Gina Valentina's Wet and Wild from Penthouse, Hot Bodies 3, Hard X, Icons from Jules Jordan and Vixen, Manhattan 10, Belladonna, Evil Angel, My Neighbor's Wife from XArt, She Likes It Rough 2, Digital Sin, Split Screen, Kelly Madison, Swimsuit Calendar Girl 17 from Elegant Angel, Taste of the Forbidden, Holly Randall, and Work Hard, Bang Hard from Fucking Awesome. Mentioned the series from Elegant Angel. Again, Swimsuit Calendar Girls, very similar style to their Performers of the Year stuff. Really good looking and fantastic. Icons from Vixen is a great, great movie. Loved it. Again, Carnal was really, really good looking. The art direction's fantastic. The sex is good. It's Wicked Pictures, so it's not the same as Evil Angel or Jules Jordan or even Elegant Angel when it comes to sex, but it also isn't the same when it comes to how the movie looks. Carnal is really, really good. Carnal versus Icons is tough. I also want to mention Split Screen from Kelly Madison. Really interesting. We've seen Split Screen used before. A lot of times the sort of pro-am stuff will show us two angles of the movie. It was really beautifully done in this movie called Split Screen. It was usually done during the tease, and it showed the female performers in regular clothes, very innocent look, and the other half of the screen was the beginning of the sex scene, quite often with BDSM overtones. Really interesting contrast, and I liked the movie a lot. I don't think I would pick it over Carnal or Icons, haven't seen some of the others, but it's impressive and worth watching. Okay, we can finish the A's. Best art direction. Now, I like this because I've seen so many movies. I think I'm at around, 8,000 reviews or something to that effect. But I've seen so many, and so much of it looks the same, and I do miss the old features. So best art direction, I watch movies, and I'm really impressed by how they look. And a Taboo parody from Pure Taboo, Carnal from Wicked, mentioned it already, mentioned it again, it's great. Cartel Sex, Kelly Madison, Deadpool from Wicked, Fallen 2 from Wicked, Fantasy Factory, Wastelands from Girls Way, Fly Girls, Digital Playground, Girls with Guns, Digital Playground, Han Solo, a DP parody, Joanna Angel, Gangbang, As Above, So Below, Burning Angel, Queen of Thrones from Brazzers, Squirt Woman, Wasteland from Elegant Angel, Star Wars, Last Temptation from Digital Playground, Talk Derby to Me from Sweetheart, and Trashy Love Story from Trenchcoat. Just kind of getting the Brazzers and Digital Playground stuff in, so I'll be adding those. The two, well, I guess three that I have seen and reviewed, Carnal, Deadpool, and Fallen 2, all really, really good. From just pure art direction standpoint, I think I'd almost have to give it to Carnal slightly over Fallen 2, although I enjoyed Fallen 2 as a feature more. The script was better. I mean, there was a script, and Carnal is more, as I said, an anthology movie. But for pure art direction, right now, Carnal is as good as I've seen all year. It was a fantastic, fantastic movie. Okay, that's it. We're a little over, so thank you for listening, watching if you're watching on YouTube. If you are, like and subscribe. I would really appreciate that. If you want to contact me, Raj@RajReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. If you've got any questions, got any comments, want to tell me I'm talking too fast, tell me I'm talking too slow, something you want to see different in these podcasts, something you want to talk about, I promise you if you give me feedback, either on my site, if you're listening to this on the site, there's a feedback button, we will talk about it. And of course, finally, sponsorships are available. 4 slots, $150 each, and that will cover every podcast for 2018 and 2019, text, banner, and mentioning your website or project or company or whatever you'd like me to promote, I will do that. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you soon.